Hey there, my name is Ivo, founder at endinsomnia.com. Welcome to the former Insomniac podcast. After suffering from insomnia for 5 brutal years and after trying everything to fix it, I developed a new approach targeting the root cause of insomnia, which is actually sleep anxiety or the fear of sleeplessness. In this podcast, I talk about the End Insomnia system, where I share tips, learnings, and insights from overcoming insomnia and tell the stories of people who do, so you can apply the principles to end insomnia for good too. If you want to get a 30-day free email masterclass on how to reduce sleep anxiety that people usually paid $200 for, and also receive this podcast as a newsletter every Saturday, go to endinsomnia.com. When you find yourself wide awake at night when you'd rather be sleeping, some things can make the problem worse, but there are also things you can do to make it better, both right now and to help you beat not being able to sleep in the long run. Today, you'll learn 3 helpful options for responding to unwanted wakefulness at night. None of these options aim to force sleep to happen. That would be a sleep effort. You truly cannot control your sleep on a night-to-night basis. However, using these methods will help you slowly teach your nervous system to be more comfortable sleeping at night. Practicing these 3 methods will help you calm down the things that keep you from sleeping, like worry and being too wound up, so that falling asleep becomes effortless. Number 1, paying attention to what's happening right now while in bed. Number 2, doing something relaxing while in bed. And number 3, doing something relaxing out of bed. Let's dive deeper into each. Paying attention to what's happening right now while in bed. The first option is to be mindful in bed. If you usually worry at night, practicing mindfulness can help keep your mind busy so you're not so wrapped up in those worries. You can try focusing on your breathing or doing a body scan. This can help you feel more rested and relaxed, even if you're also worried. Being better at facing being awake with mindfulness can also help you deal with worrying thoughts and feelings more calmly. Doing something relaxing in bed. The second option is to do something you enjoy and find relaxing while laying in bed when you can't sleep. This could be reading, listening to a story, or watching something. The point is to distract your mind from worrying and make room for the discomfort you feel when awake at night. This doesn't mean forcing yourself to sleep. It's about shifting your focus and making the best of being awake. Doing something relaxing out of bed. The third option is to do something enjoyable and relaxing outside of bed. If you're feeling stressed lying in bed, getting up can help reset your nervous system. Even just moving to a different room can make a difference. Whenever you start feeling sleepy, like your eyes drooping or yawning, that's your cue to try going back to bed to see if you can sleep. Remember, it's important not to try too hard to make sleep happen. That makes things worse. Instead, these options are about finding a more accepting and peaceful way to deal with being awake.